You know, since we are a child, we've been educated with, if you do something good, I reward you. If you do something bad, I punish you. We also see that just saying, hey, you have to do things because it's good for planet is not sufficient. Otherwise, we will not have pollution issues and so on that we see all over the place. Here with Zloop, we have invented the universal rewarding system, a universal reverse vending machine, because the user can be rewarded wherever he lives, wherever he goes. The application is based on crowdsourcing of the collection point. You take a picture, and you have to declare the numbers of bottles. So if you have 5 bottles, you take a picture of 5, you upload in the system, and we validate that there are indeed 5 bottles in your deposit.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Eric Schaffner, CEO and founder of Zloop, the eco-friendly app that rewards goodness. Eric joins us from Strasbourg, France. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So blockchain is sort of the buzzword, right? Can you explain in very simple layman's term, what is blockchain?
It's defined as a decentralized network. So to make it very simple to understand, when you do a transaction with a credit card, that information goes to the server. This information is treated centralized in that server, and then the result of that transaction is back to your card and you can pay and so on. On the blockchain, when there's a transaction, that transaction is scripted and is then sent to different computers, decentralized, and those computers will have to perform an algorithm to understand, to find out the code that has scripted that transaction. And the first who have found that unique code will inform the others that he has found. And they will validate that he has found the right code. Mm-hmm. And therefore, then they will validate the transaction. And that transaction then will be encrypted as a block and will be linked to the previous blocks that were already validated, hence the name of a chain of block, blockchain. And that is why it's considered as very secure, because you can't just compromise the information at one level of the chain. If you compromise that at one level, you break the chain, so it's very visible. And opposite to a centralized organization, the information is then validated in the end of the whole network, the whole blockchain that will has been designed to code those different transactions. Then you have different blockchains, but in principle is really the difference. On the centralized organization, obviously the information is controlled and the decision is controlled by that centralized organization. On the blockchain, is decentralized and in the hands on the users, basically.
So how does it help sustainability? It's just only the transparency part or more than that?
There is for sure a transparency. Here in our case, using the blockchain, we are validating transactions where people deposit plastic bottles to point of collection. But tomorrow on the platform, it can be other recyclable or other eco-friendly gestures that we want to validate. So since the validation is encrypted on the blockchain, there is a transparency and there's also makes a trustable network. I can't claim in Zloop, all our transaction is on the blockchain. I can't claim that I have a process with the Zloopian 10 million of bottles, because at the same time in the app, you can see that 10 million bottles will mean 100 times. So it will be 1 billion token distributed and so on. And that the ledger of all the transaction is fully public. So you can check. You can check if I don't have that million of transaction in the ledger of the blockchain behind Zloop, you know that the information is not reliable. So it's transparent, but it's also very reliable, trustful, and that is important. And on waste management, it's something also important to have that kind of transparency and so on. Mm-hmm. We are not on the traceability, which is another element where blockchain can be very beneficial for activities and so on, because you have that chain and then you can really trace from A to Z. In our case, it's not traceability aspect that is important, but it's more the trustable ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And then the other benefit is that we have created a cryptocurrency what we call technically a utility token. So it's a token that is used within the ecosystem and within the boundaries that we have defined.